Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, listeners. You have been very loyal, and we love the emails you're sending, so I want you to send more. Our network of listeners is expanding, and it's so exciting. We're glad to broadcast this show live to you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And this is Patty Black, and I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us today?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to all our listeners. This is a great, great day. We're here in beautiful, sunny Florida, and we're looking forward to a great show. We want to thank you all. As Patty was saying, we've gotten a five-star rating every week, and we appreciate that. And please let us know what you want to hear about. Give me some more input, and I appreciate that. And as soon as we have our caller on, Patty will tell you.
Our guest is going to be a very interesting person. We have Lanaya Lee. She is writing a five-book series called Skulls of Salvation, and she has released her second book out of the five. So I think this is going to be very interesting. She has been following her dream of being a writer, has faced a lot of adversity in life, and is still going strong. So I think her story is going to motivate a lot of people, and it just shows you that if you keep a positive attitude within yourself, that you can really achieve what you want to do, and you can find your purpose and define your goals in life and meet them. So she'll be on in just a couple of minutes. Today's November 2nd, 2009. We're very happy to be entering a holiday season. We're going to have our Thanksgiving holiday soon. And we're broadcasting from Miami, Florida.
And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more as we go in through the month of November. We're going to talk about gratitude. So, you know, I like talking about gratitude. Get your gratitude list. This is a time to become more aware and more humbled to all the things in your life that you are grateful for. So I'm really big on, you know, starting out your day, write down 10 things in the morning that you're grateful for. And what a difference in your day when you change your perception and you can change your attitude towards having a grateful heart. There is no room for resentment, fear, worry. So I just wanted to put that out to you, and send us your gratitude list.
Oh, that's interesting. I think a lot of commonalities will be amongst those lists. Good health, good friends, love, good food.
That's a good food this year. Healthy food.
Happy food. So while we're waiting for our guest, why don't we talk about the Living Large series, which a lot of people have been asking questions about, and I just want to kind of review that to let people know that it is available on CD, and it's an 8-week series that Sherry and I created. It's an audio series, and it really has a focus of helping you change your life so that you can live your life large. And what we mean by living large is not living large, having a lot of physical assets like the cars of your dreams, the house of your dreams. It's really about living in the moment and getting the most out of every moment of every day and being in peace and joy and sheltering yourself or barricading yourself from negative thoughts and negative energies in your life. The purpose of the Good News Show is to create a positive vibration so that people have an avenue to go to hear some good news and positive stories and healthy lifestyle tips. It's really that positive vibration is where we all want to be, and that's the purpose of the show and the Live in Large series, is to help you get to that point in your own personal lives. So why don't we start with week number one, Sherry?
Well, you know, week number one was devoting yourself to your true purpose. And week number two was follow your heart's passion. And three was believe in yourself. And number four was be prepared for challenges. You know, you may have a plan A, but how do you handle plan B? And number five was have a core group of support. And number 6 was look for creative solutions. And number 7 is being centered no matter what the challenge is. And we are putting this together. We're going to be putting it on a little disc so that it will be available. And, you know, purpose is finding out our purpose can ignite our spirit, and it will give us meaning to our life. The purpose is the why we are here, and what is our special calling. You know, it gives us the drive to continue no matter what the challenges are. And so we have put together a really nice package, and we're definitely looking to put that out. And we always like to end our shows when we talk about, like, live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And those are some really great tools. If you can live by that every day, what a great day we have. So, you know, that's a good way to start your day, and that's a great way to end your day, and leave the rest to the spirit and the universe, and leave the rest to have a incredible life out there. Mm-hmm. So if we have our caller on, I'm really looking. No, we don't have her on yet.
I just got notice that she's canceled. She's not feeling good today and has lost her voice. She has a cold. So why don't we just continue with the Living Large series, and we do hope to have her on our show sometime in the future.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about acceptance, because, you know, the fear of success. A lot of people sabotage what they're going after because, you know, they sabotage themselves. You know, it's acceptance is a healthy and peaceful acceptance of unpleasant realities, like pain and disabilities, is one of the most important things we can do mentally to reduce stress and maintain peace of mind. You know, remember that acceptance is not a one-time decision, but rather it's an ongoing process which must be, you know, experienced every day. And acceptance is the key to letting go. So I feel that in whatever point you're at in your life, when you can come to that place of acceptance, and at a deeper level, acceptance is a form of spiritual surrender. How about that? We do have to surrender to whatever the situation is. Okay, well, this is it, and this is what my calling is. And the more we try to control the pain in our lives or other people's lives, you know, and the difficulties that are around, the more frustrated and discouraging we become. And, you know, trying to find something positive about the situation, it can be a way to reframe whatever the situation is, the chronic pain, you know, or physical limitations, and you know, the acceptance of success. Now, that's a big one. When you sometimes we know we have a hard time accepting when things are good. You know, we put the, like, I'm not good enough and I don't really belong here, and we're
just comfortable with the way things are.
Right.
That change is like, no. Even if it's good, no. Like,
right.
You know, things the way they are.
Right, we keep going back to what we think was our normal, you know, and, you know, so, you know, with, like, successful businesses or a relationship that's going great, you know, we tend to, like, want to sabotage it, and then we need to bring ourselves back to saying, you know, okay, I deserve this, you know, I'm giving 100% of myself, and my efforts are paying off. So, you know, I deserve it, and it's okay to have the good also. You know, I don't have to stay in the negative. It's all about changing the channel and turning things around. And, you know, I can accept the success that I am creating. So that's a good affirmation. I can accept the success that I am creating. And the positive affirmations are a great tool. I've talked about that many times on our show, and again, you know, I want to just let you know what that is. You know, sometimes we're used to that roller coaster, you know, everything's going smooth, and then, you know, like something's wrong, but no, everything's all right, and we need to just keep stirring the pot. But when we accept our success, we're going in the moment. We're saying, okay, I'm right here, right now, in the moment, and this is what's in front of me, and this is what's going on, and it's really a good place to be.
Well, that's a good message, Sherry. So at this point, I just want to invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at area code 347-324-5983, 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send an email, which we would read live on air. You can send it to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. And for those of you who would like to be a member of the Good News Show, you can go to the website, sign up to be a member, and you'll get notifications of all the exciting things that we're doing. You can do that if you go to goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black, broadcasting live from Miami Beach, Florida, bringing the Good News Show to you. And I am on air with Sherry. Sherry's been talking about positive affirmations and acceptance of your success. So why don't we continue with that, Sherry?
All right. You know, I like to talk about the affirmations because that's something that came to me many years ago. And I saw how if I started saying something in a positive way, that I started creating that thing that was happening, you know. And even if I didn't want to do it, like for me, one of the things was when I started my journey into exercising, I really didn't want to exercise, and it was hard to get up every day to do it. And so I used to start walking, and I would start saying to myself, I loved exercise. Exercise is a part of my life. It makes me feel good. I exercise every day, and it's a great part of my life, and I love the feeling that I get from exercise. And before you know it, it became true, and I loved exercise. I love the feeling I get from it. And that's just one of the ways that affirmation works. If you can talk about you're feeling depression and anxieties, and if you can do a affirmation of, I'm happy and energetic and life is good and I feel great and I've overcome my anxiety and my depressions. Even if it's not true, if you keep saying it, you're saying it, you're putting it out to the universe, and sooner or later you're going to believe it, and you're going to see a change in attitude and behavior.
That's really good information, Sherry. And I think if you say it in a certain way, you know, be quiet with yourself and say it. Don't follow it up with "yeah, right" or any sarcastic remarks. You need to really listen to yourself, and as you're saying it, try to embrace it, because that shortens the time of it becoming a reality in your life, and it's a magical thing that happens. A lot of people don't like exercise, but if you can quiet the mind and stop the story of, oh, it hurts, and I don't want to do it, I don't have time, then you can really appreciate the fact that we can exercise, and, you know, we're in a time where we can exercise indoors. We don't have to be out in the hot sun exercising. So, you know, you can appreciate how it makes you feel, how it makes you look, how your energy changes, how you suddenly want to eat different foods because you're feeling good about yourself, and you want to wear different clothes to make yourself feel better. It's really a magical thing that happens.
Yeah, speaking of exercise.
I love exercise.
I love exercise, too. What happened to today? Anyway, speaking about accepting, let's talk about accepting love, you know. Sometimes, you know, you know, we're stepping into the opportunities of love, and letting someone love us, you know, means becoming more open and vulnerable. And sometimes that's just scary. So, you know, we'd rather say no to situations and shut the door or close our hearts. And I've been finding that a lot of people, more than not, are doing that because they have had bad experiences in the past. So they've closed themselves off and they really want to shut the door, and they become like the wall goes up and they're very guarded, and you know, they're not willing to open up and to accept love. And I've just see this around a lot lately, and where love is the only answer. So, you know, we walk away or we set ourselves up to fail. And then there's people who never get into a relationship. You know, they shut themselves off emotionally, and they're threatened by, you know, actually being loved, or, you know, they create a lot of conflicts in their life. And when we can come from love and accept ourselves for who we are, you know, all of our shortcomings, our character defects, we are opening up our hearts, and, you know, we're loving ourselves and letting love in. And, you know, also letting go of the fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Isn't that interesting? False evidence appearing real. And no, it's not something that you can just keep put your finger on. It's it's if you walk through your fear, you come through the other side, and you see that it was not even as you thought it was going to be. So it's embracing it, going into embracing the people in our lives, the love in our lives, and opening up to love in a whole different way. So
I think, Sherry, sometimes we have coping mechanisms, and sometimes that becomes our norm, and we forget that it is a coping mechanism. Maybe you go into that mode of, I don't want anybody in my life because my last relationship was horrible, or my last friendship turned out to be a horrible thing, or my sibling is not the type of person I want to be around. We create these walls, and it's our coping mechanism to deal with the pain that we're going through, or to deal with the fear. But once you recognize that you're living in that coping mechanism as opposed to being present and going beyond that, or getting through that, past it, I think it's easier to try to, what we always say, is change the channel or change the story, because there's really no, you have choices. You don't have to live that way. You can have a colorful life. You can invite people into your life. You can enjoy being loved and get out of living in that fear.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it is. And, you know, when you're in acceptance, you can create wonderful things in your life. Oh, my God. It's such a great life out there, and there's so many opportunities that can come to us when we're in that place of acceptance. You know, how many times have we been around people who are constantly complaining, and, you know, what do you do or say or to people that are in that place? You know, who wants to be around that? You know, and embrace and welcome what is happening in your life. That's a great place to be in. This is what's happening right now. This is what God has put in front of me, and this is what I'm accepting. And, boy, you really do come from a different place when you're in that attitude of gratitude. And, you know, live every day with joy and make the most of what you have, moment by moment, every day. You know, make the most of what you have here and now. This doesn't mean, you know, that your pain will go away or that your illness will disappear, but you will make it better. You have the choice to be in the moment, and it is difficult, you know, and it's impossible to resolve any issue until we have accepted it.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really good. I'm going to take this moment to have a little break. Sherry, listeners, if you'd like to join the conversation, pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us something good, and we want to hear your feedback. You can reach us at area code 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email. Email us at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. We'll read your email live so that our listeners can hear what you're thinking. Also, you can become a member of the Good News Show. Just go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. You'll get updates about all of the exciting things we're doing. You'll have the information about the interviews coming up. You can also download the show to your iPods and take us on the go. So you'll learn more about that if you become a member with the Good News Show. This is Patty Black broadcasting live the Good News Show from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. We are just going to continue a little bit on what I've been talking about. You know, the first step towards change is awareness. And the second step is acceptance. So, you know, there comes a time when we have to stand up and shout, this is it, damn it, you know. I look the way I look, think the way I think, feel the way I think, and I love the way I love, and I'm a whole complete package. Take me or leave me, accept me or walk away. So, you know, do not try to make me feel less of a person just because I don't fit into your idea of who I should be. And don't try to change me to fit your mold. You know, if I needed to change, I alone will make that decision. When you are getting strong enough to love yourself 100%, the good and the bad, you will be amazed at the opportunities that your life presents to you. And being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections.
That's great. I love that. Say that again. I'm sure I'm not the only one who liked that one.
Being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections.
That's beautifully put, Sherry. It's, you know, life is not always going to be a bowl of cherries. It's not always going to be good and positive and happy, but we do have the option of looking through the imperfections of those things that are just not perfect and enjoying the things that are.
Right. That's what it is. You know, like, one of the things that has been great for me in doing our series and is to be able to talk from our hearts and our truth and to spread the word and to live it ourselves also. I believe that everything that I say is something that I need to hear and something that I need to do also. So, you know, I want to say live life to the fullest and don't be afraid to leave your comfort zone. Making mistakes sometimes can be a blessing. Embrace life. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Find the joy in your life. You know, what got you up in the morning? What triggered that, aha, it's a great day, I'm going to get up this morning. You know, and self-worth, positive affirmations. These are the things that, you know, are really important to take a look at every day. Helping people, you know, be there for someone else. You know, and you know what you want. Live your passion. And I always feel that, you know, one of the things that I also love to talk about is, you know, in reinventing yourself, doing things differently. Sometimes it just takes doing one little thing that's a little bit different, and you can see that, well, you know, this is, you're getting out of that habit. Habits are things that we just automatically do things out of habit. But if we make one little change and be able to see how that one little change will take us into another direction, And, you know, we're able to leave that door open for a lot of opportunities and things that are going to be happening for us. And, you know, sometimes you need to take baby steps, you know, and you can reinvent yourself. You can reinvent your looks. You can reinvent your career. You can take the time to reinvent what's going on. And I always say that journaling and writing things down is really a good place to be if you're able to come from that place of just sitting with yourself, writing things down. When you are able to put things out on paper, you just can't believe, where did that come from? You know, did I just write that? Because it's fluid. It just comes from inside, and you're able to write it and see what's really going on if you're writing it out. And then also, you got to take that time to just be and sit with yourself in a meditative space where you're just letting the thoughts, the meditation is the thoughts between the words, the dashes, and just be able to, you know, as thoughts come in, let them go, and keep getting yourself back to that quiet place. It's in that moment of silence and stillness that our answers come to us. And when we have our answers, you know, we have another way of starting the day, of being in gratitude, of being in joy. And that, you know, place of being able to stay and sit with yourself on a daily basis is such an incredible gift, you know, that we can do. And it costs nothing to just, you know, it's like sometimes you have to go to all different, you know, go shopping or go have fabulous big meals. You think that all these things are going to make you happy and bring contentment and peace. And, you know, you want to be with the right person, and you want to, you know, so many things that you put limits on that you have to have in order to be happy. When if we would take that time to sit 5, 10, 15 minutes and just be with yourself and accept who you are, what you have, and breathe, be in that quiet place of acceptance and peace within you. Blessings, much blessings are there for us. And that's what I have to say. And I hope that you all have gotten something out of what I've said. This has been Patty Black and Sherry, and we have had a great time with you this morning. We would love to have you email us if you have any input on any of the things that we talked about this morning. I'd really love to hear from you, and I'd love to know a little bit more about what you're thinking and what you would like to hear from us. Also, I do want to put it out there for anyone that's listening and looking to sell a fabulous car with a fabulous convertible or something that they just need to get rid of. Give us a call at 305-607-3176, or send us an email at the Good News Show
at yahoo.com.
Yeah, we're in the market for buying cars, and we're excited, and we're looking forward to it, and we're looking at all of our options. So there you have it.
So that's Sherry in action, creating the new convertible. And one for me. That's great. Sherry, your message is always great. I could listen to you for hours and hours, and I know our listeners feel the same way about you. So it was a blessing that we were able to have you. We haven't heard you in a long time. We've been doing interview after interview after interview, and our guest, Lanaya Lee, was not feeling well today and was unable to talk, and we do hope she heals and feels better soon. And I just want to thank you, Sherry, for being on the Good News Show today. Listeners, we will be here next week. Send us your emails. We have a surprise coming up for you. We have a lot of good, exciting things going on, so stay in touch with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Have a great week. We love you.
More next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.